Hello, welcome to our podcast. Today, we will be discussing The English Patient by Michael Ondaatje. My name is Nathan.
And my name is Iran. The English Patient is a story about a man who was burned beyond recognition in World War II. He is being taken care of in a hospital, a mostly broken down hospital, by nurse Hannah. Hannah, along with their friends Caravaggio and Kip, set out to discover the mystery behind the man's identity, since he has no recollection of who he is. In the midst of this, he slowly recalls memories from his past, and along with his friends sharing their own stories of grief, he gradually rediscovers his own identity. In this podcast, we will divulge into the different aspects that make up this novel.
One of the main themes in The English Patient was the relationship between the past and the present. This can be seen through a number of examples. One of these examples is Kip and Hannah's relationship, as well as Catherine and the patient's relationship. Kip and Hannah's relationship was happening as the book was being narrated, while the patient and Catherine's relationship happened in the past. Both of these relationships were very passionate, and both members of the relationship couldn't bear to be apart from each other. Each of these also had a degree of illegitimacy to them, as Catherine and the patient were having an affair, and Kip and Hannah only wanted each other for the physical aspect of their relationship.
Another example is the book that the patient, whose identity was later found out to be Amasi, kept with him during his expeditions in Egypt, which was when he was working as a spy for the Germans. Amasi explains how he would keep notes from his travels within the history book, which was something very personal to him, and he only later shared with Catherine. This was symbolic of the past and present merging together, an ever-present motif throughout the book.
An integral part of the narration of the story is the use of multiple points of view. Sometimes, the point of view would shift from one character to the next as they are giving their own accounts of the same event. This emphasizes the fact that other characters, other than the English patient, actually exist, and they have their own thoughts and develop their own sentiments from their experiences.
These combine to form the complex novel expertly crafted by Ondaatje, whose cohesive narrative plot invites the reader on a journey of discovery.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm Nathan.
And I'm Iran.